Are you tired of hiding your smile? Maybe it's time to get some help from G4 by Goldpa. Their talented technicians specialize in creating brand new permanent teeth in just 24 hours. With as few as 4 titanium implants, you can enjoy a fully customized bridge for your upper and or lower set of teeth. You can have peace of mind knowing that the G4's experienced lab technicians have designed more than 15,000 new smiles. You can have a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Patients from all over the world travel to G4 to get their permanent smiles in just 24 hours and change their lives forever. Booking an appointment has never been easier. Simply visit yourteeth.com today and schedule your appointment with G4 by Goldpa. Mention this podcast when you book to save $1,000. So what are you waiting for? Get ready to show off your new, confident smile with G4 by Goldpa. Visit yourteeth.com today and start your journey to a new, permanent smile in just 24 hours. G4 by Goldpa. Powered by technology. Inspired by patience.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. Omar Khan is not sitting on his hands. Time will tell if he's made all the correct moves, but his first full offseason as Pittsburgh Steelers GM is not a quiet one. As of Thursday evening, the Steelers had already signed 4 external players, including a pair of inside linebackers, to completely overhaul the look of that room, adding Cole Holcomb and Alandon Roberts. Really, this wave of moves should not come as a surprise. This is what happens when you have a new regime, a new GM, especially one who was not hired in that role until last summer. I know it's been a while since Pittsburgh had a regime change of any degree, so this is new for me and most of you guys. Last year, Khan wasn't hired until after the draft, after the bulk of free agency, and he couldn't shape the roster in his vision. So far, he has this time around. Some of that came through surprising internal losses, Cam Sutton and Robert Spillane, and while he has not spent lavishly, he's still turned over parts of this roster. It's been at the positions we've basically expected, left guard and defense, inside linebacker, and in the secondary. There's still work to be done, and this is not an automatic endorsement of the moves he's made. So far, I feel sort of whelmed, but you can't blame him for being inactive or sitting on the sidelines, that's for sure. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.